If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Market-wise, we're obviously a long way from the market open. Coming off the Dow at a down more than 0.5% on Friday. S&P was basically flat. NASDAQ was basically flat, slightly higher. Today, it's a mixed picture. S&P slightly positive. Same with the NASDAQ. 0.04% to the downside in the Dow. Oil has been super steady, right around $60 a barrel. And I can't wait to talk a little crypto. Bitcoin's at 95,000. I'm telling you, we're all suckers. We are suckers. We are all suckers. My theory always ends up true. It's like the smart money buys it when it dips, and then they dump it when it's high, and then everyone else who gets sucked in loses.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, it depends when you bought it, I guess. This year, Bitcoin is up just 2% on the year after, you know, that crazy all-time high. I mean, you got to be careful with any of these things to just jump in after. Certainly, there has been a retrenchment. But, you know, listen, forgetting about stupid Bitcoin or whatever, any meme stuff, looking at the indexes overall, I have to remind everyone, despite the sell-off, the broader stock market, the S&P 500, is still up over 14% this year.
Yep.
That's incredible after last year. NASDAQ's up over 18%. So I think it's good to remind yourself that, you know, you're on a ride. The ride takes, you know, there are peaks and valleys, and there's a lot of talk these days about people who are predicting that there's going to be some crash. I don't know. Maybe there will be. I don't know when and where and how it's going to work out. I don't know anyone who knows how to predict that. So probably your best bet, as always, is to have a diversified portfolio and try not to make huge bets one way or the other.
Yeah. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, CBS News, joining us here every Monday when she's available on WTIC News Talk 1080. Obviously, the end of the year comes a lot of different things, whether it be taxes and all this other stuff. But people who did well in the markets probably thinking about donating some money, and not always out of the kindness of their own heart, maybe tax advantages too. I don't know. But is this the time of year people start to think about that?
Well, absolutely. Not only do they think about it, the world is going to come after them and help them think about it, because the charitable organizations always gear up for this last couple of months of the year. So just a few big picture items, which is, this is not a different tax year than last year when it comes to giving. So you still have to be an itemizer, someone who claims the itemized deductions for tax purposes in order to get a tax benefit. And that's only about 10 or 12% of all filers. For everyone else who claims the standard deduction, please still give, but you're not going to get any tax benefit. That's going to change next year, though, because part of this big, beautiful bill that was signed earlier this year allows everybody to get some sort of tax deduction for giving. And I don't think a lot of people realize this. So maybe if you're planning to give some money for charity, I hate to be all Scrooge on you, don't necessarily give it all this year. Maybe give it next year, because next year, every single standard filer will be entitled to a $1,000 charitable deduction, $2,000 for joint filers. That's pretty amazing. And so it's cash gifts only when it comes to that charitable deduction for standard filers.
And do you have to wait? Itemize that, or can you? Because
no, if you are a standard deduction filer, just stay with me here. You either are itemized or you claim standard.
Okay.
For 2025, it's the old rules that apply, meaning anybody who wants to get a tax benefit has to be the kind of person who itemizes.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, every standard filer will have up to a $1,000 charitable deduction if you give cash. Can't give stock, by the way. It's only cash. So that's a very interesting idea for people who are standard filers. Wait until next year. Maybe we're going to give $200 or $500 this year. Maybe give it all next year so you get it all in one fell swoop. Now, if you do want to give stock, though, just remember, it's not part of that standard filer.
Got it. So my question is, because I would just give to my alma maters, and it's not a big sum, but I was always told, you know, then yeah, I would save the receipt or whatever, and then the tax person was like, I can't do anything with this. Do you still have to submit the receipt on it, or you just make the, you just claim it?
You will make the claim. You will keep the receipt when you file your taxes, just in case. You will submit, you know, when you're submitting, you'll say, yes, here's my receipt. I don't know where you went, so I'm just going to make it up. I went to UConn, and I gave $200 to the women's basketball team, because that's how you roll. And you'll keep that receipt that comes to back to you, and you'll get you'll get this $200 off next year when you, you know, if again, you have to do it in 2026. Now, I want to just go like to what your original question was, hey, what if I did buy Bitcoin at $60,000 and now it is $95,000 and I want to gift it, or I want to make a charitable, maybe I own a bunch of tech stocks and I made a lot of money. The benefit of gifting stock is that you don't have to pay the capital gain that you've made. So if you bought it at 10 and now it's worth 20 and you want to give 10 shares away, 10 shares of $200, you can gift that to a charity and take that $200 deduction as long as you itemize your deduction.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So when the standard next year, you can't do that with stock.
Exactly. Okay. That was a and I thought that was a wild thing to say. I'm not sure why they made that. It seems like a very odd, it's going to confuse people. But the deduction applies to cash gifts only.
So interesting.
Not securities that go directly to the charity. You can't do it through an intermediary. You can't use a donor advised fund. I have so much information about this, and I'm obsessed with this idea of how people give in a smart way, because like you said, the stock market is up a lot in the last couple of years. There are people being incredibly generous, and they may not realize a lot of the rules are changing as of next year.
Her name is Jill Schlesinger, jillonmoney.com. You can read the blog on charitable giving. You always see her on CBS News. Just really quickly, we only have about a minute, but I know it's kind of scam season. How should people be approaching things?
I just want everyone's antenna to be up. Scamming actually is like the most lucrative when people are opening their emotional hearts. So if you are contacted by someone from a charity that you've never heard of, do not answer the phone. If you don't recognize a number, don't click on anything. Don't no attachments. Before you give, confirm that this is a legitimate charity by using the IRS tax exempt organization tool. Pay by either credit card or a check. Charities that are legitimate, do not ask for gift cards or wires. Don't overshare, no personal information, nothing, never a social security number. And remember, if you get like the hard sell from some so-called charity, it's probably a scammer. Run the other way. So just be aware, and please know that if you have like any little bit of inkling, you just hang up the phone, you do not respond, you don't click on attachments, just take a step back and say, I can figure this out. By the way, you can affirmatively, if you say, I want to give to the American Cancer Society, go to their website and give that way. But don't do it with an intermediary.
Right. Makes total sense. Jill, have a great week. Thank you.
Take care.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.